Thanks for listening to this Arrow FM podcast, brought to you with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora and welcome to the Toastmasters On Air, your go-to show for all things Toastmasters in the greater Wellington region. Join us as we spotlight our incredible members diving into their passions, interests and exciting personal projects. Welcome to episode 3. My name is Selena and I have the pleasure to welcome one of our amazing members, Taliai. Taliai, welcome. Now let's unpack you.
Thank you for having me.
Cool. Taliai, let's some segue. How can you describe yourself in three words?
Every time someone asks me about this question, I normally don't describe myself in three words. I sort of like give them a broader explanation of who I am. And I normally explain myself to people in four sentences. Like I'm a very God-fearing person. That's nice. The first one. The second one, I'm very family-orientated. And I'm also a hard-working person, and I'm a good person as well. And those four things branches out and sort of explain who I am as a person. That's where my values lies, and everything I do is based on those four things. Because if I don't have God in my life, there's no direction of where I go. And one of the most important things in life for me is family. And in order for me to provide for my family, I gotta work hard and make sure I don't swear on the podcast. But I'm also like a good person in general. Like I'm very guy and I got a big heart. But yeah, those are the things that explain me well to, and that's how I would describe myself to other people.
Nice. I think that's really nicely wrapping up yourself in three sentences. Cool, what's another thing? What's something people might be surprised to learn about you?
Man, I don't think so there's any... I mean, what
do
you see?
Come on, Taliai, I'm sure there's something.
What do you see is what you know, what you get with me. But I don't talk much when I'm like in crowded area, like in people hanging around with people. The first time I've come across or go to any sort of meeting that I'm... or the environment I'm not aware with, I'm very, very quiet. I don't talk that much. I'm more like of a... observing person. I watch everything that goes on in the room. I observe everyone and see. But if you get to know me really well, I'm really talkative. I can talk a lot. So, but that only happen like if we spend like a one-on-one time with me, and I can talk for ages. And most, and my family and people that knows me, they say, "Man, when do you shut up?" But yeah,
that's why
one
you join
thing. that's one of the things that people are really surprised by, because they know me, they get to know me, this person, they're very quiet. But then if you get a one-on-one time with me, then I can talk for ages. Yeah, otherwise nothing special.
No, absolutely everything you've described is special. What's one of your earliest memories that still makes you laugh today?
Man, I like up to this day, I've always, I still remember this story. Yeah? It's funny because my mate that we went with on this day, he's up in Auckland. And now and then we'll always travel down to up to Auckland and catch up with him. And every time we catch up, we always talk about this story. We always laugh about it and how funny it was back then. Like, I think I was about 10 years old, and probably my brother, it was me and my brother and one of our best friends. It just happened to be our neighbor. Like, back in Tonga, on the mango season, it's always happened on summer, like now, until December and next year.
No.
And everyone in Tonga pretty much have, like, a mango tree at their house. So it was a common thing if you just happen to walk across their house and you see their mango tree produce some beautiful mango fruit, you just go and pick them. They wouldn't mind. So we, as like we were kids, we just want to do something. Oh yeah, let's go around the neighborhood and check, just pick some mangoes to eat and one of those things.
Yeah.
And then we came across this house and We look at it, didn't have much mango fruit on it, but there's one big, massive mango, like way at the, it's just way, way at the top. It just happened to be at the top. And I told my my brother and my mates, hey, let's try and see who can throw a stick on it or something on that mango to fall down so we can have it. And we were there for ages. We spent ages, and I don't know how many stick, how many rocks we throw at this. And we were tired, and none of us hit it. We all missed. And as we were about to leave, my mates noticed there's a small tree close to the mango a tree that it branched out almost. If you climb there, you can almost reach the mango that we were trying to hit all this time. And he said, "Oh no, I could climb this mango, this tree on the side, and you guys hand me a stick, and I'll whack
it."
Where
this is going.
And I thought, oh, yeah, that seems like a good idea. So he climbed the tree and hand me the stick. And my brother gave him the stick, and he was standing on the branch, and he whacked the mango fruit. Every time he whacked it, I can see the branch bouncing off, and in my head, I sort of like can see what's going to happen, but I didn't say anything because I sort of like, oh yeah, maybe it's fun to like see. I didn't warn him, I just let him. So he keep whacking the mango fruit, and I think it was the fourth time, the branch he stood on snapped. And he fell right to the ground, and me and my brother like crack up, like we laugh hard, because in I think it's just the same with any boys, but in Tonga, if something like that happened, like we normally laugh before we ask you if you're all right.
Isn't that like, terrible how we actually do things like that?
No, they're just like, I think it's ourselves? Just, I don't know, but for some reason, like we cracked up
we
laughing, and then we come to him and ask, hey, are you all right? And it looked like he was about to cry, but because we laughed, he didn't.
Yeah.
So he got up and said, no, I'm all right. And then I said, no, let me check if there's something happened to you. I said, no, you're all good. And he said to me, like, I feel something running down between my legs. And I said, turn around. And I can see a blood running down between his leg. But I turn around and tell him, no, it's all right. You're just pissing your pants. and he said, are you sure? yeah. And then as we were about to leave, he saw it keep going down to his foot. Mm-hmm. And he saw the blood. And that's when he's just bawling out. He was crying hard out and called his dad. But what happened is when he fell, there was a stick on the ground. And it poked him right on his thigh. And man, it was funny because as soon as he saw the blood, he was crying and called his dad. And from that day up to now, every time I caught up with this mate, we always talk about it, and it would crack up for us because it was so funny how those things happen.
Mm.
But yeah, that's one of the best stories that I could always laugh about from an early age.
Nice, and I think it's a lovely story, you know, like having a friendship that has been on for so long. I think that's fabulous.
Yeah. No, I mean, he's up in Auckland, man.
He's but a nice still close. Nice. Now, who has been the most influential person in your life and why?
Man, I think my mother is one of the most influential person in my life, people that in my life. And the reason why I say it's my mother, because there are two specific values that I learned from her without her teaching me. But watching her action and what she did to us, it was my mom taught me how important it is to work hard in life and also to sacrifice. Because I come from a family of four. There's four of us, but then dad left us when I was still young, and I don't remember exactly how old I was.
Yeah.
But that's when I realized, and I've seen my mom work hard just to provide for us. Because she did two jobs. The job of her being a mother and also to provide for us as kids from... and she also sacrificed what she loved the most. Because when we get to a certain age, and you know, with families, and there's a lot of responsibility and bills and everything to pay. So when we get to school, my mom realized that she can't provide and pay for those things for us. And the best decision that she can come up with, that she'll have to sacrifice loving us so dearly, because I can imagine any mother does. But so she took us to her older sister, mm-hmm. which is happened to be what I call my second mom. I both refer to them as mom, but my biological mother and her. So she took us there and asked her to raise us while she come here to New Zealand, wow. and tried to provide and send us money to pay for schools and everything. Mm-hmm. And she got 8 kids of her own.
Wow.
And imagine 4 of us coming to her family. But that's the 2 biggest things that I've learned from my mother, and it sort of influenced me for the rest of my life. It's not only that I see the hard work she did, but also to sacrifice. Like, because I understand that that being a mother, it's hard to separate yourself from your kids at a very young age. Mm-hmm. My mother did that for us, even though she didn't want it. But yeah. because she didn't have a choice, mm-hmm. so she took us to her older sister, and we were lucky enough that they called us their own. They raised us like their own, and every time I talk, I always refer to my cousin as my brother and sister.
Yeah.
So there happened to be 12 of us and mm-hmm. under one house. But that's the most influential person that I know in my life. And up to this day, I don't think so that I've come across anybody that, even myself, I don't work harder than my mom, and I don't sacrifice a lot mm-hmm. than her.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. You know, Talia, that was a beautiful story, and thank you so much for sharing that. And, you know, seeing the type of person you are, your mother raised you, and I bet your other 3 yeah. siblings, amazing.
Oh, hopefully.
Absolutely. It comes across, let me tell you that.
Hopefully she's
very humble.
Hopefully she's proud. Oh,
totally.
Because I lost her last year in May. In May last year, I was here in New Zealand, and we were at work, and it was, I remember that date, one of the, I don't know how to explain it, but we were at work, it was pouring hard out on winter season last year, and we were planting, and I got a phone call from my brother. I saw the missed call. I just happened randomly, because out in the forest, we most of the time, we don't have any reception, but it's just one of those things, I don't know, for some reason. We have good reception on that day, and I just happened to walk up to the vehicle and mm-hmm. had a random look at my phone. And I saw all the missed calls from my brother back in Tonga. They tell me to, oh, can you call me? Call me. And he didn't mm-hmm. really say, but I sort of have a fair idea.
Yeah.
So I called him, and he told me that mom just passed away. And I could never explain how I felt, but all I know, I was numb, man. I didn't
completely
even
understand.
Feel anything at all. And yeah, but that's, well, hopefully she's watching and she's proud of yep. what I've
she'll be looking down at her life.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. Right, maybe let's like segue into some funny stories. So if you were stranded on a deserted island, what 3 things would you bring, and don't say a boat?
Can I bring or can I take? Can I? what can I bring?
Yes.
from a desert island?
Yes. So you're gonna go onto a deserted island. What yep. 3 things would you bring with you, and you can't take a boat? Yep.
I knife.
Nice.
And a lighter.
Yep, good thinking. I'll have you on my side.
And, and I'll take my mindset as well. In order for me to survive, I've got to believe that I can survive. So, but I don't think so. I'll need anything else. Because if I got a lighter and what else? What's the other one that I mentioned? I forgot.
you said a knife, lighter, and your mind.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's it. That's all I need.
That's all you need.
Yeah, yeah.
Simple.
Any trees there, I can chop it down. Yeah. I just need a lighter for a fire.
And then you can go catch some kai
go
with
hunting.
Your knife. Yep. Well,
yeah,
or hunting.
I got hunting experience. So yeah, I can go hunting and fishing.
Nice work. Now, if your life were a movie, what would the title be?
Talkless.
You said it.
Yeah. That will be a
Let me
scary,
sign you up.
That will be a, like a scary movie. Just talk less. That will be the title. Yeah. Nah, talk less.
Nice.
No, I'm not telling you to talk less.
No.
I'm joking. Nah.
We know who needs to talk less. Don't worry, we know that story.
Yeah.
Excellent. Now, if you had unlimited time and resources, what's one project or goal you'd pursue?
Man, I think about it then. Because the main drive behind what I do is to make a difference. So everything that I do now, the main drive, the reason why I work so hard and drive myself to do what I do, it's to make a difference, for me to put myself in a position where I can help others, where I can influence and make an impact on other people's life. And
nice.
With what I'm currently doing, I am currently, like, I'm doing that. I bring people from Fiji and Tonga, which are less fortunate, and give them the opportunities where they can work and provide for their family.
Mm-hmm.
But if there is something that I would, like, if I have unlimited time to do something, I will do anything that it will make me have an impact on other people's life. I will do whatever it takes for me to change someone's life, because I know what it's like to come from humble beginnings and struggle and less fortunate. Mm-hmm. And I work every time I say Maya, almost swear. So I'll try my best not to.
We'll turn the blooper on.
but I've worked to get to this point only for that reason. And most
nice.
People, because I remember when I started in forestry about 2019, but before 2019, that's when I started up the forestry business. But mm-hmm. when I, before 2019, I went to the bank because I didn't have much money and I wanted to do some loan. And one of the questions the lady asked me is, why do you want to get into business?
Mm-hmm.
And before I could answer, she answered herself and said, oh, obviously it's money. And I said, no, that's not the reason why.
Mm-hmm.
It's part of the reason and it's in the top three reason, but ever since for myself, ever since from a young age, I always want to make an impact, and that is the main reason why I wanted to get into business and to get myself in a position where I can help other people. And of course, money is the second one, so I can provide for the people I love.
Absolutely.
And be able to do what I can do, because without money, I can't do that.
Yeah,
but that's the main reason. And if I have unlimited time, I will keep doing that. Keep doing to make a difference and help other people.
Nice. I like it. Yeah, I like it how you know your purpose in life. It's to be a servant and it's to help lead other people.
Yeah, you gotta know your purpose.
That's awesome. You know, a lot of times many people don't really understand their purpose, but I love it that you unpacked it so beautifully.
Yeah.
Nice.
Thank you.
Cool, let's wrap this up. What's one question you wish people would ask you more often?
I wish that people would ask me, not ask me something about myself, but ask me to help them.
Oh.
Like I always do a random act of kindness, but I don't mention it, I don't talk about it, I don't take videos of it or do anything. I just, like, sometimes I go up to McDonald's and just pay people's meal behind me. And I don't mention it to anybody. I only do it when I'm by myself.
Yeah.
But that is what I'll say.
You don't
say.
Do it for attention?
Nah.
Yeah.
Nah, I just do it because the main reason is because I know what it's like.
Mm-hmm.
I've been there all my life to struggle, to wish that you could afford something and you don't. There's nothing worse than that feeling for me.
Yeah. No, absolutely. You know, Talia, I thank you so much for sharing a lot of personal experiences about yourself today. I've really appreciated hearing them. But team, this was episode 3 of Toastmasters on Air, presented by community group Toastmasters Wairarapa in New Zealand. Whether you're looking to improve public speaking, develop leadership abilities, or simply meet new people, Toastmasters offers a welcoming environment for everyone. Now that you've heard a taste of Toastmasters on air, why not check out our live meetings? To find out more, check out Toastmasters Wairarapa Facebook page. Thank you, Talia, for your time.
Thank you so much for having me.
Fantastic.